Police in the north have blamed dissident Republicans for a County Fermanagh bomb attack. The explosion occurred close to Wattle Bridge yesterday morning after bomb disposal experts had been called in to tackle a separate device. That first device turned out to be a hoax. The PSNI's Deputy Chief Constable said either the new IRA or the continuity IRA were likely to have been responsible. Stephen Martin also said that the absence of a functioning administration at Stormont was contributing to community tensions. Joining us on the line is former PSNI Superintendent Ken Pennington. He now works for Transformational Policing Associates. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's known about the current strength of dissident Republican groups?
Well, the numbers are uncertain because, again, that's reliant on intelligence, and people move from being active to being supportive and so forth. So the numbers aren't great, nor do they need to be to conduct a terrorist campaign. It is effectively the war of the week, and these particular groups, and I'm going to refer to them as the continuous IRA because they've moved from new to real to continuity, but they're trying to just sustain a campaign and they're not reliant on community support.
The people who are involved now, are they mainly young?
There'll be a mix, in my experience. Terrorism is a knowledge product. And they'll be trying to pass the experience of the older groups to the next generation. So probably the person who placed the device is between 18 and 24, but the person who designed it, probably in their 50s.
So the younger person who may have placed this device would have little or no memory of the Troubles?
No. And you know, that's part of the shame of this. I went to the War Museum in London with my children, who are now in their 20s, and they were shocked to see images of Belfast during the Troubles and the conflict. That was completely abnormal to them. So you're right. Part of the Good Friday Agreement and everything that we've achieved is to make that abnormal. But the next generation of people who are being recruited by these groups are that age.
Can we talk about Brexit? Are they likely to see Brexit as an opportunity?
Absolutely. They. It's not down to Brexit. This would be happening anyway, but it's a narrative. And as I work internationally, the difference between organised crime groups like your cartels in Mexico and so forth and terrorism is terrorism needs a story. It needs a justification for what it's doing. And if we end up with a hard border, which may have to be imposed because of the difference in tariffs, then that will be a very real narrative for them. And I listened to the frustration of the previous presenter there as he tried to get an answer of what does this look like. When that frustration turns into reality, that's a narrative.
How significant was it, do you think, to hear Stephen Martin of the PSNI talking yesterday about the implications of the ongoing political vacuum and saying, listen, this is serious?
It is serious. Again, the campaign will sustain itself irrespective of what happens. But if we have our political leaders out there working on this on a day-to-day basis, that will reduce the societal tensions that we have. And watching the DUP and Sinn Féin on the TV last night, and albeit they had very different perspectives on the issue, they're on the same TV. Now, can we get them all into the same parliament and start talking?
Are you surprised that there hasn't been more progress over the past 2, 3, 4 months? Because I remember in the immediate aftermath of the murder of Liara McKee, there was a sense that, you know, this is the time, this is the opportunity, things have to move forward now.
We've been here before, unfortunately, and the terrorists tend to just play for time. So we had Enniskillen, we've had Lemoine, we've had Monaghan. They just wait us out. And that's why you need the politicians in there working to give a different narrative to our communities.
Ken Pennington, thanks indeed for taking our call this morning. It's 8:24.